Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
One of the highest expenditures in retirement is healthcare. So finding ways to optimize your spending on healthcare can help protect your retirement finances for the long run. Believe it or not, in 1960, healthcare spending as a percentage of U.S. GDP was 5%. It is now, at least in 2020, spending hit almost 20% of U.S. GDP. So as a percentage of our economy, it almost quadrupled in the last 60 years. You know, healthcare, now one of the things you want to remember is, you know, when we, the average retiree at age 65 is going to spend close to $350,000 on their healthcare expenses over the rest of their lifetime. Now, that includes their Medicare premiums and things like that. It does not include any long-term care costs. But the reality is you don't have to write a check for that at age 65. It is planned into your monthly and annual budget. But it's a very important spending category, so you really should be building this into your income plan. And then be sure that you're aware of the long-term care potential. You know, 7 out of 10 people age 65 are going to need long-term health care, which means you can't live completely independently and need help. So fitting this into your income plan is critically important as you approach retirement and then as you live through what should be the best years of your life.